It is 20 minutes now after 11 o'clock. Thank you for being with us on a holiday weekend. And each week at 11, we do our best to feature regional and touring musicians that are in the area. And today's no exception. And we'll talk with him and get to know him a little bit more this hour. But let's just start with a first song. This is Jack McLaughlin.
Oh, dinosaur, you make your bed. You never do it when you leave your shed. When you go out to get some sun, your bed ain't made and you're having such fun. Hey, Mr. Dinosaur Man, you never make your bed. You're playing man, you're having a ball, anything else instead. Hey, Mr. Dinosaur, you never make your bed. You're playing with balls and going to malls. Why don't you make your bed? To just be, you're so happy, running around in a baseball cappy. Things are so swell, I can just tell. You make your bed, man, like your friend Fred. You can still go and play today. Do it now. Holy cow, I ain't never seen such a big pal. Hey, Mr. Dinosaur, your bed looks so much better. Now go out and play and have a good day. Try and enjoy the weather. Hey, Mr. Dinosaur, you make your bed so nice. Now it could be said that you made your bed, not even asked to twice. Could it just be you're so happy, running around in a baseball cappy? Things are so swell, I can just tell. You are a dinosaur and that's okay. Remember to make your bed today. Remember to make your bed today.
There's a fun song leading off from Jack McLaughlin. And I don't think you've recorded that one yet from, if it's the one you were telling me about a little earlier, right?
That's actually on a new CD that's currently recorded, just not released.
Not yet.
It's
released.
A children's CD. A little different from some of the other things I've done. But.
And I try very hard not to talk to our guests before you get a chance to hear from them. But Jack happened to mention that to me just as he was warming up. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you're from Pittsburgh. Where did you grow up?
I'm from the Berg here. I grew up in Swissville and... let's see, I studied music at Duquesne, got my degrees there, and I work as a music teacher too, so I like to do this gig too, writing songs and playing, do a lot of that right now.
Well, that's great. Are you teaching public school or
Yes, right. I work in South Allegheny School District.
Ah, South Allegheny has done such great work with technology, and hopefully they're giving I would imagine you've got a pretty supportive atmosphere for music. I hope you do.
Yeah, we have our principal, especially where I work in our building, is a really great supporter of our arts program. So we try to do what we can there to help everyone.
That's terrific. When did you start playing, Jack? Were you a kid?
Oh, yeah, about 9, I guess, right about then. Started doing guitar lessons and practicing and starting to like it more as I was going around playing more. And my sister was an accordion player too. Her name is Debbie, and we played out a lot when we were young. And then, of course, I got other interests in music too. And then when I went to college, my taste changed a little bit too, more towards like jazz stuff. But That's kind of when I got started.
Yeah, playing at nine, I'll bet you wrote songs when you were nine, did you?
Well, actually, in some weird way, the tunes I just recorded on my children's CDs, some of them kind of date back to almost the tunes, goofy tunes that we were singing when we, I don't even know where they came out of, but they're on the next one, so they're a little bit strange, some of them, but that wasn't one of them, the dinosaur one, but yeah, that's true. I guess you'd still do that when you're growing up. Weird stuff comes out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of times, lots of kids. Well, we just had a couple kids a moment ago that wrote a song about Pittsburgh. Did you go straight to teaching when you got out of school, or did you travel a bit as a musician?
excuse me. Anyways, yes. Well, I did teach. Well, I went to grad school, then I taught some, and then I worked on Carnival Cruise Lines for a while as a musician, and always played some, and just had different teaching jobs, although I've been at the same place for a while now, so that's worked out pretty well.
Carnival had to be something. I can only imagine.
It was interesting, yes. It was a big band type thing, too. And I recorded an album with them many years ago, too, for the cruise lines, but somebody somewhere in Iowa probably still has it right now that went on a cruise back in the 80s.
Well, there's some great guitar charts for big band music.
Yeah, there is.
That are fun. Mm-hmm. Jack McLaughlin is here, and I want to be sure we get some more music in. What would you like to do next?
This is called Fish Sing the Blues. I write a lot of songs about animals, so this is one, too. It's actually not a blues tune, but it's Fish Sing the Blues. All right. Fish swim around glass bottle cage. Don't you ever get tired of playing, man? You can't go out today. When you got the blues, don't cry in your sleep. Be like that fish who thinks they're in the deep. Don't stop, babe, oh, singing now. Don't stop, you never sang the blues. If you get a feeling, why don't you go for a blues? Sing the beat. Don't stop, babe, hey, singing now. Don't stop, you never sang the blues. If you get a feeling, why don't you go for a blues in your feet? This here fish walks around. When he is excited, man, he makes a sound. Singing the blues, fish man, you know, clap and said, okay. You sing it, fish man, while BB watch you play. Don't stop, babe, singing now. Don't stop, you never sang the blues. If you get a feeling, why don't you go for a blues? Sing the beat. Don't stop, babe, hey, singing now. Don't stop, you never sang the blues. If you get a feeling, why don't you go for a blues? In your feet. Maniac fish, and they're not even here. Even guppies move on, man, they don't shed a tear. Feeling the blues, don't cry in your sleep. Be like that fish, man, who's happy to stay in the deep. Don't stop, babe, hey, singing now. Don't stop, you never sang the blues. If you get a feeling, why don't you go for blues in your feet? Whoa, ho, 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 blues in your feet.
Jack McLaughlin at the Saturday Light Brigade. It looks like you're going to be playing a little bit coming up. In fact, looks like your next gig is April 5th at a place called Dead Horse Cantina in Music Hall in McKees Rocks.
Yeah, I played there a few times, right? Sometimes I do an opening act thing there, different. I do get to do my material, and I play with some other people, too, so it's kind of fun.
What's your writing process like? Do these songs build up over time, or do they sort of come to you pretty rapidly and have to catch them? Or?
Well, to me, I always kind of I start with the music really first. It's I don't know how other people do it, but I guess there's no one way to do it. But the tunes are definitely in my head, and then sometimes it's the ideas that one you want to put with them that are the harder part. So it's really weird. Anything from walking down the street to Google Images can be the inspiration.
So you'll hear there's a lot of jazz influence in your playing. I can, and you mentioned that earlier too. So you'll hear some kind of whether it's a riff or a rhythm or a melody that'll come to you pretty much first, and then it's what fits this. Is that about right?
Yeah, it kind of works that way, right? I don't think I've ever really done it backwards. Where maybe a little bit, but it's usually the musical process first, and then the lyrical a little bit later.
It's interesting because a lot of folks playing guitar that are billed as singer-songwriters are often the other way. The idea comes first, and then they look for the soundtrack to present it. And, you know, there's no right way to do it, of course.
Right, yeah.
When you studied at Duquesne, guitar was your instrument? Or were you looking at a particular, what was your field? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I studied guitar, right? A well-known guitar player, Joe Negri, who still works in the Pittsburgh
area. Sure does, yeah.
Very well-known musician, guitar player, was my teacher when I was there. And it was a really good opportunity to just learn lots of stuff for years, so.
Joe is probably listening now because he's a – yeah, really, Joe tunes in most Saturday mornings, and Joe still has his chops and is
yeah,
just
he does.
Doing great.
Yeah, he's still playing around town. That's great.
Yeah. Let's catch another one, and then I want to learn more about the solo album you have that just came out not too long ago, right?
Right, yeah.
Let's
in the last year, right?
We'll talk about that after we hear another song. What would you like to do next?
This tune's called Country Girl, and if you actually listen to the version on my album, I actually have a niece who studies music too. She's an opera singer. She's worked with Pittsburgh Opera Theater and different. She's going to graduate school now, but
wow.
She actually sang backup. So this is a country tune, so having an opera singer sing on a country song is a little bit weird, but if you have the vocal chops, you can do it. So this is called Country Girl. I think I'll go downtown. Hey, I think I'll drive around. I hope I find a country girl. Hope I fall in love. Just keep praying above, man, that I'll find a country girl. Walking around with her hair and her looks, I'll do the cleaning and I'll hire us some cooks. Just sing my tune under her eye moon. That country girl, she'll sing a song while I play. While I play. Guitar's strumming away, man, that's how you get one, they say. But I just don't have a country girl. I got me a junky old car. Somehow it got me this far.
but I still don't have a country girl. Or I'll go to school and I'll learn to be real cool. I'll study French, no more digging in a trench. Just sing a tune under our moon. That country girl, she'll sing a song while I play, hey, hey, while I play. Next time I go to the city, I'll just try to be more witty, man. Then I'll find a country girl. Next time I go by the books, maybe I'll get a second look. Then I'll have a country girl. She's walking around with her hair and her looks. I'll do the cleaning and I'll hire us some cooks. Just sing a tune under our moon. That country girl, she'll sing a song while I play, while I play.
Jack McLaughlin here at the Saturday Light Brigade. So this new CD, which I think is your first solo CD, right?
Yeah, that was the first one, right?
Just me. All your own songs?
Yeah, they're all my own songs. By the way, my niece's name is Anna Bruckner. That's what I wanted to mention. She's the opera singer.
Okay. Anna Bruckner. I don't know if you were here early enough to hear the opera.
I did hear it. Yeah, that singer. I really enjoyed it. The CMU.
Yeah,
girl.
She was amazing.
Yeah, that's right.
Her name's Adele Grabowski, and she did beautifully. You've got to be really proud of your niece as a musician.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's a lot of work, especially the opera singers. They have to learn like all the languages.
Yeah,
just my Pittsburghese stuff that I stick into my songs. That weird talking, you know. They have to learn French and Italian and German and this.
Well, I noticed more about the new album in a second, but. You sing really well, and I can tell you like singing and using your voice. Do you know when you figured that out about yourself? I think you're paying a lot of attention to phrasing and the way you're carrying off or pulling off the songs you've written here.
Oh, excuse me again. For someone who's singing here, I'm coughing.
Oh, so. No, that's okay.
Yes, all right.
I don't mean to. That's not meant to be a
right. As far as the singing thing, So, anyways, I started doing that a little bit later. I did work with. I was in Mendelssohn Choir a little bit for one time, and I did have some training at one time. So I did have a background in it. So, but as far as just doing the whole kind of a jazzier thing or that's I'm kind of like doing the. Not following any rules, really. You know, like Mel Torme used to say, he didn't study formally. He doesn't do the vocalese exercises. He just sings. So right now I'm just kind of doing that. I should probably actually go back to doing a little bit more.
Are there any vocalists you really admire?
Let's see. Yeah, well, the great jazz singers, too, like, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and that. I've always, you know, that... Those people, you know, Harry Connick and there's a guitar player, singer, John Pixarelli, who's well known.
John, and John's dad, Bucky.
Bucky Pixarelli, yeah. I met him years ago, Bucky Pixarelli, but that kind of thing, that jazz kind of singing thing, you know. More of that stuff, you know, not so much the pop people on the radio, you know. I'm not into that too much.
So either. You would probably like... Mark Murphy.
I like Mark Murphy, right. He used to come to Pittsburgh a number with the old balcony I used to see.
Yeah. Maybe Well, Eddie Jefferson, maybe, is a Pittsburgher. And, gosh, there's one other guy, and I can't think of him. It's not Al Jarreau, although I think you'd like Al Jarreau.
Oh, maybe, yeah, Al Jarreau.
Maybe it is Mark Murphy that I was trying to think of. Mm-hmm. But some great singers that can swing and also make you think, too.
Right, yeah, yeah.
They typically have really good material. So the new CD is your solo effort. You've got some additional musicians with you, and it has to be great to have that out. After
yeah, it took a long time to. I don't know why it took so long, but I'm just like that.
You got a pretty busy life.
There was a lot of tunes on there too. 15 tunes was a lot to stick on one album. So
all your stuff?
Yeah, it's all mine, right? And actually, have another after this children's album. Started another whole CD with all original stuff too. So it'll be, you know, just more tunes.
Jack's website is jack-mclaughlin.com. What got you interested in doing a children's CD?
Well, that's the we were talking earlier about when you're young and you make up weird songs.
You make up songs.
Well, it's a combination of that, and I got to be honest with you, it's teaching and being an elementary music teacher. It's a very experimental process where things evolve and. I do kind of spontaneously write songs all the time in class.
My students
will tell you. Yeah. So some of them actually became songs that I turned into songs. And like I have a kind of a nutty song on my next CD. It's called Don't Walk Into the Wall, which was actually kind of written about an event where I always tell students, you know, don't run down a hall or you'll want to walk into the wall or something. And it became a song, and now it's going to be a song.
How long have you taught elementary music?
Oh, well, let's see. Just about all my entire life, most of my teaching career, like the 27 years-ish.
So have you managed, I'm sure students will come back and see you every now and then. Mm-hmm. Have you seen anybody develop a lifelong passion for music?
I know some of the guitar players I've definitely taught, because I've done a lot of private teaching, too. Who've gone on and studied then, and they it was their starting point, you know, with me. So I'm happy that I got them going, you know. And I mean, I've had a lot of students through the years who've gone on to just be involved in guitar. Some of them studied it much more seriously then too. So
yeah, I ask because it's an interesting circumstance. I can remember it like it was yesterday, being in elementary. Drums was what I studied.
You were a drummer?
Yeah, and you know, at least in my school, there was one person for all instruments, and you were pretty much a Jack or Jill of all trades.
And the instrumental teacher is sort of like that.
Yeah. And in fact, some schools call them itinerant teachers because they move from school
travel.
To school. And you sometimes have, in essence, prodigies in those classes. And guys like me were more like, this sounds like fun. I'll see if I can play a paradiddle at about
the drummers.
A 40 beat per minute tempo, you know. Which is about.
Yeah.
But so you get a real range of kids to adapt to, I think. Mm-hmm. Can you? Would you like to play something off of the solo CD?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Hang on.
By the way, Jack McLaughlin is with us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being with us during Easter weekend and for your kind words. Happy Passover, too.
Okay. This is a song that's got a – I'm pulling the mic closer. I think I'm playing out right now. I guess I'll have to do that. I'm so used to pulling the mic closer when I'm – stop. Okay. This is different. All right.
You're good.
This has got
have
a strange.
Have you played on the radio before? It's fun to have you doing this.
Streaming.
Yeah.
I mean, streaming where they play my music, you know.
Yeah.
Not where I get to talk, because I never want to know what I'm going to talk about. So
you're doing just fine.
There is a 7-second delay, right? Okay, no. Right.
You're fine. Yes. You're fine.
Okay. All right, no. So anyways, this song. These tunes kind of wander topics. This is called Tai Chi Man with a Purple Hat. So
I like it already.
And there's a lot of animals in songs. Like this has a cat in it, too. Tai Chi Man with a Purple Hat, what goes there today?
Don't you know there's a cat on the lawn? Come right in, come right in, come right in and play. Oh, there's a bug in your hair. Will it fly away? How about that cat on the lawn? Come right in, come right in, come right in today. Hey, hey. Now it's 2:45. Where is the rain? Something happens today, like flying, learning to fly that airplane. Who is that knock at the door? Another big cat, I'd say. Do you want some rice in your dish? That would be fine way out of the sun ray. Fine way out of the sun ray. Tai Chi man found a meaning to things in life, like how do you fold a paper napkin? And what is important in life? What could it be? What could it be? A cat stayed for dinner. And now it's 3:45, and the day goes on and on. The rain stopped pounding the door, it's been so long. Now that tiger says it's almost over, but what about that Tai Chi man with the purple hat on? Get up again. Start over, start over, start planning tomorrow. Start planning tomorrow.
It's really fun to hear you sing these songs, and also the lyrics, they're going to take some repeated listening, I think. And what's nice, and I mean that as a compliment, the CD is probably something that's interesting to listen, because there's a lot going on. I can tell you've taken some time to think through what you're writing. The CD, I suspect, is available through your website?
Yeah, it's a bunch of online things, you know, the iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby website. If you see me playing somewhere, and I always have a bunch of them in my trunk, too.
There you go. You know, well, it's always good.
I'll have travel with CD.
It's always good to have those around to have with you. And you can go to jack-mclaughlin.com to get some additional information. Do you have any kids yourself?
No, I only say I have cats.
Just cats?
Actually, I only have one cat right now, but I've had, you know, I'm a cat person.
Well, we are.
My songs are about cats.
Ricky and I have two cats, and they're listening right now. We put the radio on for them, you know, when we leave.
Yeah.
They're part of, you know, it's very important. Felines and the 0 to 10 demographic have always been.
Yes, yes. Right.
Cats are fun. How do they react when you play?
Well, they just like music, cats in general, you know. They'll just listen and listen. And, you know, they've never requested anything other than me playing, because that's all they get. So
we probably have time for one or two more, and I'll leave that up to you. Just let me know what you would like to do. It's fun to listen to you this morning, and I hope you'll take a look at Jack's website and where you can hear him.
Okay, very good. Let's see. We'll switch gears here. This is called the 16th Street Bridge.
I was curious about this song. I saw this on the album.
Yeah, this is my tunes are all over the place. A lot of I said are about animals, but this is the switch gears totally. This song was about the homeless. So it has about sort of a real experience walking through the Strip District one night. Sort of a story I can made up about a little bit about some things I saw by the 16th Street Bridge, and that so it was kind of evolved from that. I heard the sound of coming.
It was a loud freight train. The passerbyers stopped and stared. Oh, is this train going somewhere? Oh, 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 oh. Well, underneath that 16th bridge now, somebody turned, they didn't say where they were going. The cold of night had no appeal. Do you think someone was watching? Hey, 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 I took a walk all over this place. There's a bridge that someone should face. If I'm time watching that train, I hope disappear. I took a walk all over this place. There's a bridge that someone should face. A fine time watching the train, I hope disappear. When someone stares under the night moon, what are they waiting for? A food from a large bin, an answer for praying to him. Underneath that 16th bridge now, somebody stop wanting to wait for that long lost friend. No hope for a new end. Hey, I took a walk over this place. Man, there's a bridge that someone should face. A fine time watching that train of hope disappear. I took a walk all over this place. There's a bridge that someone should face. A fine time watching the train of hope disappear. Some guy named Bill said he knew the answer. Why does he dream like the everyday dancer? Illusions healed no open wounds. Oh, there's still light from the new moon. I heard the sound of coming. It was a loud freight train. A passerbyer still stopped and stared. Is this train going somewhere?
Nice song. I know you play at Pittsburgh Public Market a lot, and I would imagine you walk through those areas a lot. I saw tents underneath. Gosh, I forget which bridge it was. I was really surprised. There's still an awful lot of homeless people in our community, and it's good to, you know, include them in songs. We have time for one more if you want.
Okay. Let me see here real quick. I'll tell you what. I was gonna do another song about an animal, but. I'll just do this one here. This was on the album, too. It's the very first tune. It's a real fun tune. It's called Rockin' Under the Sun, and it's just another silly song about stuff.
And let me let me thank you for being here, Jack. Jack McLaughlin.
Thank you so much, too. I appreciate it.
Yeah, jack-mclaughlin.com is his website.
Maybe I'll legally get my name changed and put the hyphen
put
in.
The hyphen. I'm sure the other Jack McLaughlin would sell you the URL for a price.
All right.
I see you rocking under the sun. Maybe when you're done, will you find the time to come over here with me? Whoa, I see that you're rocking under the moon. I'm singing his tunes. I want to shake, shake with you, bake, bake with you. Whoa, when you are done. Whoa, birds fly to the east. Hey, they fly to the west. Would you pick me out? Am I like the rest? Now that we're here at a party, won't you come here and have a beer? I see you rocking under the sun. Maybe when you're done, will you find the time to come over here with me? Whoa, I see that you're shaking under the moon. I'm just watching cartoons. Is it me you're thinking about? Or should I pout? Whoa, when you are done, whoa. Birds fly to the east, man, they fly to the west. Could you pick me out? Man, am I so much like the rest? Now that we're here at a party, won't you come here and have some root beer? I see you rocking under the sun. Maybe when you're done, will you find the time to come over here with me? Whoa, I see that you're moving the other way. And all I can say, well, I'll give you just one more chance to be here with me and have that beer. Oh, have a beer. Oh, bum, 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 da.
Thank you, Jack McLaughlin. And look for him again at jack-mclaughlin.com. Thanks to all of our guests today from Pittsburgh.